Hi everyone, it's Nico here in Siyakhuluma Podcast. Yes, I'm so excited to be here today and let you know this is an update for the podcast because it's been a delay for the episodes. I'll tell you the reason why. The reason is I'm working on a project right now, interviewing about 10 people for this project. And it's a really, really amazing project that I'm working with now. Those who remember when I was working with Degrowth Decolonization in Scotland, it's the same or similar work. They just set up the questions. I go there and interview their audience or their people. So this project's called Community InfoSource. It's based in Glasgow. And yeah, works with refugees and asylum seekers. So it's going to be really a lot of good topics coming up once we're done, which means I'm hoping to be done by around August. So we're going to start. But between that time, I'm going to actually squeeze some episodes there and there. But for now, I just came here to update you about why there's a little bit delay on the podcast, on the episodes, is that, yes, I'm on the process interviewing 10 people. And once it's done, 10 people, and then we start publishing these episodes out. And again, so yeah, I'll tell you, as I said, so I'll be talking to people who use CIS, such as volunteers, staff, board members. The interviews are a chance to reflect on what it means to be part of CIS, what is good about CIS, and what could be better. It's also a chance to think about what it means to support and work together with people, especially when different people face different struggles and circumstances. So yes, I'm not going to go too much detail on this because this is the purpose of the podcast. I get projects coming to me saying, Nico, can you do this for us? Can you interview these people for us and edit it for us? Send them, raise awareness over there. That's what this podcast does sometimes. But again, I still talk to anyone out there who wants to come and have a chat on the podcast, who can create a topic. It's open to anyone. But in the moment, I'm working on the project. That's why there's a little bit of delay, as I said. But on this small short recording, you're going to hear me talking to someone about their opinions about this new Home Office policy sending people to Rwanda. So you're going to hear that. And then, so yeah, so just keep tuning in and we'll keep putting stuff around as we go. And again, I know that this podcast is very important to so many people. So I'm going to do my best to get it. Keep moving. But I'm so happy that I'm really involved in so many projects now with this podcast. So it's great. Yeah, man. That's what I was going to ask. Well, I really don't know where to start about this this new crazy policy for the Home Office sending people to Rwanda. For me, I think it's got something to do with maybe racism or some. Yeah, there's so much that I still don't understand. Why sending people that they're not from Rwanda, send them to Rwanda? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying people should be sent anywhere, but I'm just saying it does make sense to me that, you know what I mean? I don't know if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, I understand that. I feel the same. I feel absolutely shame, honestly. And you know, I don't like the way the Rwanda government is behaving. You know, this shouldn't happen. You know, they should say no straight away. We are not here to take, you know, to deal with that kind of things. But, you know, and I don't lie. I'm not from Rwanda as well, you know, but I don't think 1 second people should be sending, you know, the government, the UK government should send people over there. I don't like the idea. When I see that, I think about the German sending, you know, the Jewish people, yes, you know, to death.
Yeah, I totally agree, man, because the Rwandan government is doing exactly what the Nazis did during the World War II, what they did to the Jewish people. That's what Rwanda to me looks like. Again, you know, like African leaders, they can sell their own souls for money. And that is the problem we have. And complain about slavery, they complain about racism while they are inviting the same issues back into Africa. So I don't understand. Like, really? Maybe there's another explanation later on, but as I said earlier on, I'm just want to hear other people's opinion and voices about this issue, because even myself, I cannot really get around it.
This is absolutely ridiculous. This is absolutely a shame. You know, we should keep that proudness. No, we got a lot to achieve together. We shouldn't, because of money, we should open doors like this to say, yeah, this is the bin, you can bring everything or you can do everything. No, these people should show a bit of dignity, you know? Yeah. And a bit of, you know, it's political, it's political. When you look at that situation, when you look at the case, if I say, for example, the pre-Brexit and after Brexit, yeah. You know, people that they saw asylum seeker in another country before coming to the UK, they will say, okay, you saw asylum seeker, you seek asylum somewhere in another country, third safe country or whatever you're going to call that. You came here, we're going to probably send you back to that country because they had before they had an agreement, you know, between countries or that kind of thing. When you seek asylum somewhere, you can't go and seek asylum somewhere, you know, somewhere else. But now, this is after Brexit, because the UK never managed, you know, to make a deal with some of the European countries. Yeah. No, they don't have any agreement with the European countries, so they don't know how to deal with, you know, the asylum seeking system here. Mm. They have to send people offshore. This is
okay. I just want to clear something as we speak here. That just make sure that I don't confuse all the people listening to the podcast, or especially in this episode. I caught myself one day thinking, wow, why they don't send Ukrainian refugees to Rwanda? Then I realized that there's a difference between asylum seeker or a refused asylum seeker and refugees that has already been given the permission to be here. So I thought the system was set up for everyone. So I just want to correct that. So yeah, so people, still for me, I still think that the system is unfair anyway. I mean, please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying Ukrainian people should not be protected. I'm just looking at the government system, the way it is set up. It's confusing. And it's not confusing, by the way. It is racist and biased to other refugees. It's simple as that. So I think we should... I just wanted to make sure that people don't confuse Ukraine refugees and the other refugees or asylum seekers sent to Rwanda. It's a different system, I think. I don't know about the inside job, but I just want to say, yeah, so Ukraine people, they have a right to be here because the UK government is already given the permission to stay here, because what's going on in Ukraine is terrible. It's really horrible, horrible. So I always wish them the best as well, but that doesn't stop us to see the problem about the UK government when it comes to immigration system and the way other refugees treated, special asylum seekers from Africa.
Exactly. Yeah. You're absolutely right, Nico. Because look, this is two different ways of dealing with people. You know, you coming from that country, you are probably white. So this is the type of treatment, this is the type of favor we can do for you. But you coming from another country, you Muslim or you Christian or you black or this is what we can do, we can offer you. Straight away you need to go to Rwanda, you need to stay over there, you're not coming back here anymore. You know, it's bad. We can't really hide that. There is a systemic racism. Yeah, in this country,
definitely,
there is through the government, you know, and this is bad.
Okay, personally, I think this occult scam system of sending people to Rwanda, I think it's going to backfire. It's going to backfire so badly, and cross fingers that happens, because this has to stop somehow. It has to stop, because if it doesn't stop, and I don't know how far we can just keep letting things like this happen. Especially the African leaders, they disappoint me every single day. Every single time. It's just money. They don't care about other people. They don't care about the soul. There's no protection. I think I said this before anyway in the beginning of start talking about how disappointed I am with African leaders.
Definitely. It's not going to be a peaceful process anyway. It's not going to be a peaceful process. But trust me, the Rwandan people is going to just get up one day to say enough is enough. And I'm not even sure 100% that the money the UK government is going to pay to Rwanda is going to go in the Rwanda central bank, or I don't know. This is going to end up in politician pockets.
Exactly.
Definitely, because the corruption is so high in this country. So, you know, but the UK government don't care. They just want to get rid of people.
Yes, I hear that this system or tactics is called. It's been tried by Israel years back and did not work because they were used to deport people from Eritrea or something like that. I'm not 100% sure what happened there, but Rwanda is not the first time doing this dirty work. But I hope it doesn't work at all. I don't think so. But
no, they don't want to learn. They don't want to learn. And I'm not even sure if that's going to go forward, because I'm pretty sure 100% that lawyers and the advocates, all these barristers are ready to fight that, you know, that's illegal, that inhuman policies of the UK government. I'm not sure if it's going to go ahead, honestly.
Okay, thank you so much, brother, for joining me on this short talk and sharing your own opinion about this terrible policy that the Home Office is using, sending people to Rwanda. And I'm sure lots of people agree with us that it is wrong. It is, it's a breach of human rights. And my feeling is that I just want all the African leaders to actually pay attention what they do when it comes to human rights. Because, as I said earlier on, it's kind of like you complain about something and then you bring it back to you. You know what I mean? It's one of those. We want to hear some more voices from other people as well, because everybody's different. We want to hear more voices about these issues and raising awareness, as well as sharing ideas. So, and again, I'm going to say by closing, thank you so much, those who are listening. And we'll be back. I'll be squeezing episodes between the project I'm working on, as I said in the beginning. So keep tuned in. You can find us on Spotify, Anchor, as I'm on. And just keep supporting. And we'll be back.